T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
8:42, 8:43, make it 17 before 9. Tommy Tucker on this Friday morning, July 30th. Miserably, oppressively hot and humid, maybe record heat of 100 degrees, and that's not feel like. That's the actual temperature. You know what the humidity's like, and you know what it's like if you're out on the asphalt or up on a roof or even playing golf. So just make sure you take in lots of fluids if you're doing some chores around the house, and take breaks as needed, because you don't want to wind up in the hospital because they may not have room for you. Gordon Dove joins us now, president of Terrebonne Parish. How you doing, Gordon?
We're doing fine, except for this. Yeah, you know, this COVID is really running out of control.
We're 60 days in the hurricane season. I just want to start with that, Gordon. And, you know, the thing that's so frustrating about that to me is that's good, but it really doesn't start heating up until mid-August and September. You feel you guys are ready?
Yes, sir. We have about 90 miles of levees that's up, that's ready from all the way from 5 miles into Lafourche Parish to all the way to Gibson, Louisiana. Our levees with 13 floodgates operational. We just the one in Grand Bayou just became operational, and there's a big gate being built at Bayou Shane that'll be operational in about another 30 days. And I've built, since I've been in office, about 25 pump stations. So our pumping capacity in Terrebonne has been increased to over 60% of what it, you know, 60% more than it used to. And with telemetry and SCADA, we all automated now. So
wow.
We have a Cat 5 building that they operate everything out of. So the pump operators don't leave out of town, or we operate everything remotely now. So we're in very good shape.
All right, let's talk about COVID and the hospitals. And where are you at in Terrebonne Parish, Gordon?
Well, our numbers are hitting anywhere from 50 to 150. I mean, it's very high. Our positivity rate is around 14%, which is, you know, which is unacceptable. You know, the government towers, which is a 7-story building that we operate out of, we went ahead and it's closed it to the public. But we have 3 drive-up windows, so we're operating 100%, and all the public has to do is drop off, whether they need billing permits or whatever they need, and it's sent out automatically up to the towers. You know, we have to protect our people if we're going to go on operating this government.
Gordon, when it comes to, I don't know what your party affiliation is. You're Republican or Democrat?
A Republican.
You know, as a leader, what the parish has gone through. You know what some people feel about vaccines. What do you see your role as leader of Terrebonne Parish is as it relates to vaccines and talking to people and getting to the truth and trying to separate fact from fiction and get people vaccinated, et cetera? How do you approach that? When you wake up in the morning, go to bed at night, what's going through your mind as far as that goes?
Well, you know, myself, the sheriff, and the DA, we had a luncheon with about 50 preachers and reverends, and we're trying to communicate through the churches and all to try to get them to push to get vaccines. In Terrebonne Parish, only 19% of minorities are vaccinated, and that's right now we're at 29% total. We're almost 30% in Terrebonne Parish, which is there. Again, that's not very good. Mm. And but minorities, we had 19%. So we're doing advertising. We're on a couple of local television stations here, and we're trying to get people to go get vaccinated. I mean, you know, hundreds of millions of people have got vaccinated, and there's a lot of people that, you know, that aren't vaccinated. Now, from 50 years old on in Terrebonne Parish, we have 67% vaccinated. That is the of the white community, or and like I say, the minority community is 19%. So that's where our big difference is, that keeps our numbers low on the overall of 29%. You know, so we're really working hard, myself, the sheriff, and like I said, the district attorney, and of course, you know, other the council and other leaders in Terrebonne. We've got a big thing to get them out to the polls. You know, they can go to any Walgreens or Eckerd's or local pharmacies and get shots. You know, it's very, very simple to get it. Our hospital in Terrebonne is full, and Ashner's has the Jabair Medical, and they're full. The ICU beds are all full, and we have I believe 4 or 5 on ventilators. So it's getting serious. And now we're urging everyone indoors to wear masks. We're trying to urge them to wear masks if you're in a big crowd, you know. And so, you know, we really, that's on our forefront right now, because believe it or not, we're ready for the hurricane season. Hopefully we don't have to use anything. So we 100%, when I say we, it's the Terrebonne Parish government and the Terrebonne Parish Levy Board, which is Tony Alford and Reggie Dupre run all that. And so we're more than ready for the hurricane season. With this, our hurricane right now, and like it is for everyone else, is this COVID.
Wow, that's a strong statement. The hurricane right now is COVID. That says a lot. We'll be right. No, and it does. It really does, Gordon. We're going to pick it up here. We'll come back. Gordon Dove, president of Terrebonne Parish, our friend, proud graduate of Terrebonne High and Nicholls State University. A break for traffic, then more when we return here on WWL. 8:53, 7 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Friday morning, July 30th, Friday, I can't say work day because a lot of people work on Saturday, but close to the end of July, then we head into August. Gordon Dove, editor, president rather, of Terrebonne Parish, with us talking about COVID is the hurricane right now that we're facing, or they're facing down there. Gordon, one phrase that somebody told me a long time ago that I love is, you can howl at the hurricane, but it ain't going to listen. It's still going to come. You can stand out there as much as you want. But this is a different case, and I thought about that phrase, as you said, COVID is the hurricane, because there is something you can do to keep it from being as damaging, and that's get vaccinated. I know, as well as you, a lot of people have indicated hesitancy to get vaccinations for this reason or that reason. Have you found one way or the other, or let me back up for a second, as a parish leader, if you encounter somebody that may be part of the 19% that other than the 19%, the 71% that has not been vaccinated, how do you try to explain it to them? Do you do it from a personal standpoint, or have you been in this situation where you try to encourage them? What do you do? And I don't know if you've had family members or not, perhaps, that didn't want to get the vaccine. How do you handle that?
Well, I mean, you know, if every person's right, as we well know, whether they want to take the shot or not, and I respect that, like everyone else respects it. But you know, when polio came out years in the 50s or whatever, they required everyone to get a vaccine, and we've had a smallpox and what have you that was required to get a vaccine, and so if people would look back, it's time to go get the vaccine. Now, if a lady's pregnant, I understand her not wanting to get a vaccine, because that really hadn't been out there a long time. So there's some instances, you know, if you're sick with cancer or something, you go to your doctor. But other than that, if you're healthy, there's no reason not to go get it. There's hundreds of millions of people. So I pushed that, you know, we announce it on TV. We go on, we have a local TV station here, and we have TPTV, which is Terrebonne Parish TV, that we run our local issues on for this parish. And you know, we're trying to get the word out and push it as much as possible. This, you know, as we all know, the Delta, this Delta strain of COVID is so lethal. I mean, it's spread and it's contagious. What is it, 3 or 4 times what the other strain was, and this thing is just taking off. It's look, when I walk in a place, you know, I carry Clorox wipes, and I actually sit down, I wipe my forks and knives at a restaurant and wipe the table. You know, wow. I mean, there's nothing embarrassing about it.
Right.
I always tell people I may not get COVID, but I may get Clorox poisoning, you know, But I carry wipes around and wipe everything, and that don't mean I'm not gonna get it. But I try to avoid it as much as humanly possible. And I think between myself, the council, and you know, like I said, the sheriff, the DA, we're all doing our parts. But like you know, we have a courthouse here that the judges are making a decision whether they're gonna keep it open because. You know, there's a spread of COVID throughout the courthouse. We've had employees, not a lot of employees with Terrebonne. We have about 7 or 8 that came up with it because we locked all our buildings down and we only allow our employees in. So now that thing I am asking people, and we're actually giving it to people. It's up to them to take it. It's vitamin C, E, vitamin D, and vitamin C and ask it, you know, it also zinc and it's up to them to take it because if you take these vitamins, you know, at least it builds your immune system according to the doctors, you know. So,
do you notice
fight it.
Before we run out of time, Gordon? Do you notice that you're making any headway? Are people listening to you? Are they hearing what you have to say? Because you know, you mentioned about the factors of it being contagious and so forth. I don't think any of that matters to people that either politically or for whatever reason, something they've seen on Facebook, I don't think any of that matters to them. I'm just wondering if, and I'm not criticizing you for doing it. I think it's important that you get the actual information out there. But I just wonder if you sense that people are hearing you and acting on it, or are you just kind of, what is the Bible quote about a gong banging in the wind?
Right. Well, I tell you, in a week's time, we went from 27% to 29.6% on our vaccination. So we did see a spike. I think some people are starting to get worried about it. And so we are seeing a spike. So, yeah, I believe myself and other officials putting the word out. And, you know, I thought it was a good idea when Steve Scalise, our congressman, took the shot on TV, which I thought that was a good move. More anybody who hasn't taken this shot, and certainly if you're known by a lot of people, please take it on television and show people you're taking it. I thought that was a good move, and to try to get the people spurred up. I believe our preachers, our reverends, are really pushing in Terrebonne Parish because we met with them, and you know sanitized, and we're giving away masks at our warehouse. They're free. Anyone can come in to the churches and nonprofits. They can come get sanitizers and what have you. All the government buildings are being deconned every day.
Gotcha.
So, you know, we're taking everything we can and that we did before. And, you know, look, everyone has to join in to get over this thing. And
totally agree. Totally agree, Gordon. Thank you. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to Ian McNulty when we come back. Lighten it up a little bit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.